You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, new reports show that students at technical colleges in Wisconsin are facing higher student loan debts. We'll talk to an educational policy expert about why that is.
First, we're taking a look at recent news from Shawano County, where a plan to expand a once-limited gambling hall is creating some controversy. The Stockbridge, Muncie, and Menominee tribes have objected to the planned Ho-Chunk Wittenberg expansion.
The tribes that have opposed the move have asked the state's Department of Administration to block the expansion, but the secretary of the department said last month that the plan didn't break current rules. Matt DeFore joins us now. He's a state capitol reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. He's covering this story. Matt, welcome back to the show.
Rob, always a pleasure.
Well, these casino stories always get a little complicated because there's different levels of government, different tribal governments, the state government, and more. Spell out the basics. What would happen in this expansion?
So Ho-Chunk is hoping to do a $33 million expansion, where right now they have about 500 slot machines at this facility just east of Wausau. And they want to add, I think, about 200 or so more, 250 more slot machines. They want to add table games, a high-limit area, as well as a hotel and a restaurant to a facility that historically has been a smaller, like a truck stop kind of gambling facility, known as an ancillary facility.
Right, and this was news to me. There's different categories of casinos. There's the regular full-on ones that we think of. We see the ads all the time. And then there are these ancillary ones. Talk about those a little more.
Sure. So the ancillary facilities are identified in the compact with the state. If you remember, the state has compacts with the Indian tribes that limit how many gambling facilities they can have. In the Ho-Chunk's case, they're allowed to have four main casinos and then five of these ancillary casino facilities. And, you know, maybe we aren't as familiar with them down here in the southern part of the state, because most of them are in the northern parts of the state, but you'll find them at truck stops and sort of gas stations usually. And they'll have anywhere from, you know, dozens to, you know, several hundred slot machines, but they're usually not more expansive gaming facilities with, you know, again, like a resort kind of situation with a hotel or, you know, table games, something you'd think of more as like a full-scale casino.
So the Ho-Chunk want to expand this ancillary gambling facility. Menominee and Stockbridge Muncie tribes are saying no, they shouldn't be allowed to do this. What do they see as the problem? What's the concern there?
Yeah, they're framing this as a fairness issue. And in the case of the Stockbridge Muncie, they have a full-blown casino about, you know, 15 or 20 minutes east of the Ho-Chunk Wittenberg facility. So there's an economic competitiveness issue. That's their only casino in the state. And so they're worried that, they've been competing with this sort of smaller slot machine facility for years. But if they're all of a sudden going to be a much larger casino and hotel, almost on a similar scale, maybe not quite as large as their facility, but maybe more of a destination for people in the Wausau area, that they're going to lose out economically.
Talking to Matt DeFore, a reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal, looking at controversy between tribes in Wisconsin over a proposed Ho-Chunk casino expansion plan at what is currently an ancillary facility, a smaller gambling establishment. And there's where, Matt, the conflict comes in. What is an ancillary facility? How big can it get? What other amenities can be attached to it? From the arguments you've seen, from what you've heard from the state, what does that phrase mean? Is there a limit on what they can do there?
There is some limitations on these ancillary facilities. Historically, there had been even more limitations. In the past, there were limitations on how much revenue could come from certain types of from gambling, and what kind of games it could be offered. But in 2003, when Governor Jim Doyle amended the compacts, there were changes made. And so, in the case of the Ho-Chunk compact, their ancillary facilities, they as long as the facility, the square footage doesn't exceed 50% for gambling purposes, they're still considered an ancillary facility. Now, the Stockbridge Muncie say that's absurd, because if you had a 10-acre site, for example, you have a 5-acre ancillary casino, and that's much larger, obviously, than any casino currently in the state. So their concern is that what this interpretation that the Department of Administration is honoring is essentially, rather than allowing the Ho-Chunk to have four casinos, that they would have effectively nine casinos available in the state. Now, not all of those are currently built. They've built four. They have three full casinos. They have the smaller casino in Dane County, and I believe they have two of their five ancillary or two or three of their ancillary facilities built. But there's just. This could be a longer-term issue if you turn into larger facilities.
So, Matt, when one tribe says, we can, we'll build this, other tribes say, no, you can't, who's the decider? Does that go to the governor, like the Menominee proposal in Kenosha? Does it end up in courts? Who decides this issue?
Well, as I looked into this, it turns out that this is a very different issue than the what we saw a couple of years ago with the Menominee tribe trying to build a casino in Kenosha. That was going to be built off reservation, and in those situations, the governor does have veto power over whether that land can be essentially put in trust for the use by an Indian tribe for a casino. That's not at issue here because the Ho-Chunk Nation, while they don't have a contiguous reservation, they have members who own tribal land all over the state. And so this particular facility in Wittenberg is on tribal land. And so the governors, you know, DOA, they've basically said there's nothing we can really do. And I know I talked to Senator Rob Coles, who's represents the area. He similarly said he doesn't think there's anything the state can do. So, you know, it may be that this will be taken up in court. And at that point, the court would have to look at how the compacts are written between the state and the tribe and just determine whether this fits the definition of an ancillary facility.
So where is this proposal now? Are they breaking ground on the expansion, or is this just in blueprint or idea form right now?
Right. No, they've actually broken ground. The groundbreaking was a month ago. So this is not sort of a, you know, I think we're used to seeing when people object to development projects, it's sort of when they're first proposed, at least here in Madison. But no, this is already underway. So the Stockbridge-Muncie has not yet said for sure that they're going to file a lawsuit. But, you know, if they aren't able to get anywhere with this, perhaps with the state, that they may have to follow that route. We'll see.
So if this principle that you can take this smaller ancillary facility and make it substantially bigger as is happening here, we could end up with a lot more gambling, a lot more slot machines in the state.
Well, that's one concern that's certainly being raised with this issue. Now, as far as we could tell, there are 12 ancillary facilities identified in compacts. At least 12. There's one, for example, that the St. Croix tribe has up in northwestern Wisconsin, and they've recently actually broken ground on an expansion of their facility where it's going to add about 100 slot machines, almost doubling what they have now, and they're going to add an RV park and an amphitheater. And a restaurant. And so, we may be seeing as tribes, obviously many of these tribes are looking for ways to expand their ability to bring in revenue. We may be seeing these ancillary facilities now expand as the market allows them to.
Matt, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
That's Matt DeFore, state capitol reporter covering state government for the Wisconsin State Journal, talking about expansion plans for smaller, more limited gambling halls in Shawnee County.